Welcome, America. I hope you enjoy it because this is the last SV pod. not really. We kind of went down this road once before, so I don't want you to take me seriously. But Steve's down in the Outer Banks. You know our technological issues last week with the yard sale Eastern Block mics. Steve, how would you say people reviewed last week's audio on the pod?
Never gotten more reaction to a pod, but it was both good and bad. Audio, not people not happy with that. Story time, people seem to enjoy that a lot.
People love the dad talk, the swim meet stuff. That was and that's great because we're pivoting in our last pod here. We're going to pivot to dad life. just talk dad life. Steve's reporting from our Outer Banks Bureau, and I feel like the dad life talk should continue. We'll get to some final chatter in a moment. I have a very exciting development.
Oh,
very exciting. We did this segment once on SVP and Russillo, and it was called People Send Me.
Oh,
and it was awesome because I get the strangest stuff just sent to me. I have a fez, by the way, full on fez that's under the set, like on the set, I should say. It's just underneath the desk. I mean, I don't know who sent it to me. Someone just sent me a fez because I said I need a fez. I'll tell you what somebody sent me in a minute. I don't even remember what I was talking about other than that you went to the Outer Banks, and I feel like we need to start this pod with some dad life. How'd the trip go? How have we been doing this week, Steve?
Okay. We start with we're in a house, Nag's Head, beautiful. Everything's good. 8 adults, ooh, 8 children,
oh my
under
God.
9.
No
8
way.
Children under 9, no including way. A set of 2-year-old twins, my 2-year-old, and we're getting after it. Today was Water Park Wednesday. Went to this H2OBX water park. Mm-hmm. Scott, it was nuts. They have this water slide that's 9 stories up, okay? There's a lot of things going on here. It's me and my 7-year-old and my 5-year-old. And they're like, we want to do it. We're going to do it. 9 stories. We're going upstairs. We're waiting as the stairs. You know what happens to dad? Dad gets to the 9th floor and starts looking around, and all he sees is the wave pool, and I'm not feeling great. I'm not feeling great for myself because of the heights thing.
You hate heights.
The heights were – it was real. I sat down, and I, you know, my daughters are getting a little nervous here, and it's literally this door opens – all right, the door opens, you get in, and you step on this little, I don't even know, circular floor. And then all of a sudden, the floor just disappears. And that's how you start going down 9 floors on a water slide. And Claire did it, and Lily did it, and I couldn't believe it. And I was so, it was awesome. It was awesome. Dad survived. But it was, you should have seen their faces when they came down. It was incredible.
Hold. I need everyone to stop what they're doing right now and process the story. And you guys don't have the benefit of knowing what I know, which is that Stanford Steve is a brave, brave guy. Dislocated his elbow, kept playing. Like, toughest dude I know. Heights are his kryptonite. He hates heights. And what you just described is you climbed in like a narrow little corridor, go straight
outdoor.
Up 9 stories.
Yeah.
And you just step off a ledge and go down a slippy slide.
Yeah. They just pull. I
no
swear
shot.
To God,
I would never
I
do
swear
it.
To God. Dude, I mean, you talk about speed and like, I know people are, you know, have things about going too fast and stuff like that. I couldn't believe how fast my big ass went down that slide. It was incredible, man.
Now, they got to make sure there's no, like, if there's like a 4-year-old in your wake, that's human bowling and that's certain death. Like, they got to make sure we got a big man coming. Like, how big a pool do you go into?
Oh, it's not really even a pool. The slide just opens up and the water gets huge. So, like, my cousin who's with me, who had his kids there, he's like, your splash was the biggest I've seen all day.
Oh, my God.
Here comes some big bald guy stepping out, pants almost up his ass.
But your girls did it. They did it.
They did it. They did it. We had about 3 different conversations where it got close, and I said, we're not walking all the way down. Then we get to the top, and the guy's looking at my youngest, Claire, and he's like, I don't know about the height. Let's get the height thing over here. I'm like, bro, had three heart-to-heart conversations. You can't make this girl walk down. He brings the thing over to her. She's literally right at the 48 inches, which was the cutoff. And it was something to see, man.
Every parent knows that little protractor thing they'd come out to see if your kid's tall enough to get on the roller coaster, or in this case, what's this thing called? The Tower of Terror? What is it?
It was, there's all different names.
What was the 9-story one called?
The Plank.
Yeah. Walk the plank. Arr, walk the plank. You did it. I give you a ton of credit. There you go. We did it. Team Coughlin walk the plank. That's tremendous. I want to go back to the fact that there are 8 adults and 8 kids, and I want to try to place myself in that house and try to figure out. You arrived when?
Saturday.
I'd have left by probably Sunday. Maybe Monday. By Monday, I'd have been like, nope, can't do it.
We even all went out to dinner last night, which I got in trouble.
What'd you do?
I kind of rushed us out of there, and people weren't happy at me. Giving the
waitress a signal. Check.
Yep. Check. I gave this one. Hey, what was his name? Tyler. Hey,
no
Tyler.
No one wants dessert, Tyler. We're leaving. That's unbelievable. How long was the drive? How long did it take you?
It's 300 miles on the dot. And Saturday, the last 25 miles probably took an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It was, baby was not having it, but I was not stopping. We were that close, and we got here. But it's all worth it. This place is awesome. We come here every year. And kids are growing up. They're down in the pool right now. They just went to ice cream, get ice cream to give Uncle Steve a little quiet time to do the pod, help out Scott. So
tremendous.
They're happy. They all say hello.
Well, hi to everybody. Tell them Uncle Scott's proud. I'm proud of you for.
And you would have left within 24 hours.
No, I wouldn't. I'd family beach week. Like anybody that's like, we're in that chunk of time now where if you're anywhere near the ocean, at least in our part of the world, like that's just what you do. I was down at Bethany Beach, Delaware for the 4th, and it's not our big family get together, but we were down there and your man was in the ocean. And the thing that you don't know about me is that for a period of time after I was a kid up until, I don't know, like recently, I just didn't go in the ocean. Like it didn't matter. It could be 100. I'd sit there and suffer and not go in the ocean. And now my two oldest, all they want to do is go in the ocean.
Yep.
And you know what? You know, just like you, you don't like heights, but you know what you did? You walked your big ass up those stairs. And I, one day at Bethany, it was big, big waves. And Lila's 8, Sam's 5. Now they can both swim really well. As we covered last week, Lila, you know, beat the daughter of an Olympian. Shout out to Tom Dolan. No big deal. Big relay race. They finished in the medals, got to the medals in the relay race. Lila got a couple medals this week, Stu. That was big.
Whoa.
But so she's good and Sam's good, but they're little and these waves are big. And you have to explain to your kids, look, when a big wave comes, it's totally counterintuitive. Sam, Dad, what's that mean? It means it doesn't seem right, but you just duck under the wave. All you got to do is get to the water level and it'll go right over top of you. You can't try to jump it. You'll get decked. A couple of times, Sam, I look up feet. He's flipping over and he just, Dad, I got decked. But he keeps going. He gets at it. He gets after it. And we just kept swimming and riding waves and ducking waves and swimming and swimming and swimming. And so whatever my streak was of years not going in the ocean, it is long over. I mean, where one day there are all these dead bugs. It was disgusting. Like something happened where like a bunch of like flies. I don't even know what they were. I don't want to talk about it. It was horrifying. But I said to Lyle, like, look at this. Look at it. It looks like seaweed, but those are all flies. She's like, it doesn't look that bad to me. I'm like, are you kidding me? Looks like there's human waste in this water. You know what we did? We dove in and swam. That was our fourth. Fireworks, though, good times. But we're in that time of the summer where if you got a big family get together, you got to, and there's probably the family dynamics. It's complicated. There's people that don't get along. There's one person that maybe has too many doers.
White claws.
Too many. Yeah, I was going to say these days it's down in Dewey. It'd be too many orange crushes.
Shout yeah. out to
spent about 3 minutes in the starboard. And it was like, got spotted, took about 86 photographs and said, that'll be a wrap for tonight. Mm-hmm. But we'll be back there soon. But anyway, I want everyone out there to understand that Steve's dedication to you, the listener, is such that in the middle of his beach week, he's carving out a little time. Maybe, if we're being honest, maybe for your sanity. Maybe this is actually helping you a little bit.
Huh? No comment.
Understood. Before I get to some NBA Finals talk,
mm-hmm.
people send me. Stuff gets sent to me, just random things. People send nice notes sometimes. That's nice. People are kind, and that's appreciated. I end up with a stack of stuff I'm supposed to sign, then I forget, and then I'll sign all of it at once. It might be a year and a half later, but if I tend to send stuff back that I get, unless you're these autograph people, which you it's obvious you're autograph people, and it's just, come on, man, we're not doing that. Yeah, like. I don't bother people like trying to have a living, but like some five different things show up in the same kind of envelope with the same kind of writing. It's obvious what's going on. But what I'm talking about right now is stuff people send me. And I'm holding in my hand right now, Steve, a box of straws. Now, the thing that Steve hated last week was straws. And so
paper
what we
straws.
Have, well, paper straws. Paper straws, beg your pardon. What we have right here are called Restore Natural Foodware. This is a free plug for you all. Mm. Straws that work for people and the planet, Steve, because we're all about the planet. I think everybody knows that that's what Steve and I are known for is the planet. And what I have here is I got a Diet Coke and I got a straw. And I'm going to take a sip and I'm going to report to you how this works. Okay, here we go. All right. Yeah, this is a straw, Steve. This is like
a straw.
Oh, I mean, I got to give it a chew. Like it doesn't crinkle. It isn't soft. It's not paper. This is a real straw. I think this is a free endorsement for Restore Natural Foodware. Travis, we don't have a competing straw read, do we? Like, I'm not going to get in trouble.
No, we don't have a straw sponsor at this point, but we might.
Well, we do now. Restore Natural Foodware. Thank you for being awesome and restoring our oceans. Steve, there you go.
All right.
Now these things probably cost like $108 for 24 straws, but not these because these were faux free. They showed up in the mail.
Speaking of your autograph, Scott, how much do you think a signed photo of you is going for on eBay?
Here's what happened. Somebody sent that to me and I wrote this. If you think anyone's going to pay you for this, good luck. And I signed it and sent it back. I don't know. $2.
He's trying to get $99 and you have to pay
$8
for shipping.
Hey, buddy, ma'am, miss, sir. No one's giving you a honeybee for a picture of me signed. So save your postage and stop sending me stuff, pretending to be a little kid that's a fan of mine. Cause I'm done. I'm on to you. All right. Like the stuff that shows up in the office, it seems maybe a little more sincere than some of the stuff that's happening in the house.
Mm.
People figured out where I live and now I get stuff. I mean, it's just ridiculous, the stuff. I don't want to talk about it. Talk about the NBA Finals, Steve.
Yeah, I have something to say right off the get here.
Bang.
I'm trying to check in, you know, make sure obviously Giannis is the story, and I'm checking in, you know, throughout the day. And we both love Woj more than anything. So I'm looking on like the bottom line, or I'm seeing headlines. And then you see this Giannis got treatment for 24 straight hours to try and play tonight. Like, do we really need that to be reported these days? Do we really need that? Like, we know he's trying his hardest. You don't have to go out and tell people how hard you're trying. It's the NBA Finals. You never played in it before. You're going to try your hardest. We know that to get back. And I just had to chuckle at that headline I saw. That I was like, do we really need this? Leave Woj alone, all right? Give him some time. He's got to prep for a pregame show.
I think people are just asking, like, what'd you do? And he's just making the point that, I mean, it was sort of a constant thing. I kept my leg up. I did whatever. I don't think, I don't feel like he was going out of his way to make this. He just wanted you to know. I mean, we were doing everything we could to be out there, right?
Okay, great. Because what were you, like, people, you think he was just going out?
Yeah, no, I hyperextended it, but we went out and got wrecked. We were doing dizzy Izzy, doing bat races. Yeah, we were doing those. Yeah,
just not needed.
I understand. Here's what's interesting to me about this whole finals story arc is that in the absence of a protagonist, in the absence of a villain, it feels flat. Mm-hmm. Here's what I mean. Like, the Giannis storyline before he hurt his knee, two-time MVP, gets eliminated the year before by Toronto, gets eliminated last year in the bubble. Can't do it. Can't get past whatever. Well, then this year they make it to the finals. So that's, you check that box. All right, I made it to the finals. And then the Suns, Chris Paul, same deal, right? 16-year career, whatever it is. He's 36 years old. He made Houston good. He made the Clippers good. Helped make Houston good. Got injured. Made OKC unbelievably good, much more so than anybody thought. And his impact on this young Phoenix team is undeniable. So I'm not saying it isn't interesting. It's just that in the absence of LeBron, who so often is there, or the team everyone presumed would be there in the East, Brooklyn. And you know how much I love watching Durant. And I think most people love watching Durant. But whether it was Kyrie and what happened with Boston, the exit there, James Harden and how he forced his hand to get out of Houston. People love the super teams, but then people also like to root against the super teams. Mm-hmm. So not having the teams and the superstars that drive interest to root for and against leaves us with two teams that collectively haven't been there in 75 years. And I don't get, like, who's mad at the Bucks or the Suns if they win? Nobody. Mm-hmm. But then outside of Milwaukee and Phoenix, who's psyched if Phoenix or Milwaukee wins? I don't think anybody either. You are?
Yeah, I am. I love this. I absolutely love it for the sport because we have two teams, you know?
And let me be clear. It's beneficial for the sport for sure. Mm-hmm. Having Trae Young in Atlanta take a step forward and show, wait a minute, that's a viable team. Having the Philadelphia's questions now, like, wow, what's going to happen? Can Ben Simmons do it? Can you build around someone that actively won't shoot? I mean, right? Those storylines are all interesting. The injuries are an undeniable part of this whole postseason. I mean, what happens if the Nets are healthy? What happens if Anthony Davis is healthy, if Kawhi is healthy? All of that is part and parcel of this postseason. I'm not an asterisk guy. I don't want to hear that, man. Nobody remembers that. Whoever wins, all right? If you win a title, you win a title. You're going to have a parade, and nobody in Phoenix or Milwaukee is going to be going, I'd love to go, but, Kawhi got hurt, man. No parade. Come on. Enough. Shut up with that. Stuff happens every year when titles are won. So that's not my point. I think it does benefit the sport to get new blood in there. I'm just saying that watching the finals, the first game, it just, the absence of somebody I know that all of NBA Twitter isn't rooting against was just this, it was just an odd dynamic. You know what I mean? I guess that's all that I'm saying. And as we talk on a Wednesday night, there's always your point, and I made the point last night on the show with Legler. You don't want to overreact to what you just saw. Because what Phoenix did in game one, Milwaukee's not going to let him do in game two, or at least they're going to try like hell to not just let Chris Paul actively decide who he wants to guard him. You can't do that again, because that's death is what mm-hmm. that is. And Milwaukee's too smart. They might lose, but I don't think they're going to lose the same way. I think it'll be an interesting series. I think it's going to be a long series. Like, I don't think Phoenix is going to go to Milwaukee and dominate there. Like, I don't think it's some quick series. Because I don't feel like there's that big a differentiation between the two teams necessarily. I don't know. I think it's just interesting in the absence of the known entities, but you're right. It benefits the league because you need at some point, like Brady needs to have a successor in the NFL. Well, that's mm-hmm. already happened. People know Mahomes he's already got one. Well, the NBA mm-hmm. needs that too, because LeBron isn't going to do it forever. So mm-hmm. you better figure out who the new people are.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing, the new people. I think that's why I trend to like college sports better than pro, because of the changeover, learning new faces, new places, new coaches. Who's the next guy up? I was just off the top of my head, like Alabama this year, 4 wide receivers drafted in the first round the last 2 years, I think it is. You talk to people around that program, they think this crop is just going to be just as productive, which is nuts to think about. But with this, it's somebody new. I like new. And I just feel like when you say the NBA Twitter thing, you know, there's a lot of lazy people on here. They like the same jokes all the time and picking on the same people all the time. So now they don't. They have to actually work to find something that they don't like. So too bad, because this series is awesome and I'm pumped for both teams.
There you go. Have some, everybody.
Yeah.
I have to ask a question related, because I pay attention when you speak. You say interesting things. If you're trying to tell me that Alabama thinks that their receivers this year are going to be as good as Judy, Waddle, Ruggs, and Smith, no, they're not. No, okay. They're not. That was 4 first-round picks, 4 first-round wide receivers in 2 seasons. No way. No way do they have receivers this year that are as good as 4 first-round receivers in 2 years. No way.
I think they're more talking about by the time they're done at Alabama. But, it shows you how crazy and spoiled that fan base is.
I can't imagine being a fan of that. I can't imagine. Like they were irrational and delusional when they stunk. And I laughed at you when you showed up at the airport for Nick Saban. And I have said many times I was wrong, because what you did was entirely appropriate. You didn't know it at the time, but it was entirely appropriate. What else is there to get to? We have the Lightning are playing as we speak.
I wanted to mention, you talked to Legler last night on the show. Yeah. Good show. I stayed up. I watched last night.
ESPN 2.
Yeah.
90. Tight
ESPN
90.
2.
Yeah.
Well, very tight.
I would say you can
good A's, got off to a good start. Legler, I was trying to figure out who's more tan, Legler or you. Legler had some nice shine.
He's got a bronze that's hard to mess with. But and I'm just freckly. Somebody told me on Twitter I look like a Hellboy. No, it's worse. It's so much worse. He told me I look like the guy in Deadpool when he takes his mask off. And the jokes, they you know how horrible? That's just such a terrible thing to tell somebody. Wait a minute. The Deadpool. Look like an avocado. Hold on a second. I want to tell you what what, because you could apply them all to me. You look like Freddy Krueger, the topographical map of Utah. That's what the guy told me. You look like an avocado had sex with an older, more disgusting avocado. This is what someone told me I look like. So you have Legler, that's bronze, very even tone in the complexion, and I look like Deadpool.
We're all. I mean, if these shows are going to continue like they went last night, we're going to need Big Jeff to get some WD-40 on that chair you're in. You were spinning around, wheeling and dealing, bringing in guests left and right. That was impressive.
That's fine. Hey, Chris Paul came by. That was nice.
I know.
Chris Paul to come by. Enjoyed that. These shows are the fun. Through the time that we've done this show, we've been really, really lucky. Whether it's Steph Curry or LeBron James or when Toronto won, and I mean, Pascal Siakam. I mean, you have Kevin Durant, I think, admitted to being drunk when they won.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he? I think because it's always by the time you get somebody late and you think you've been playing, you're dehydrated, and then you start chugging champagne. And I always ask, like, zero to buzz to hammered, where are you? We've had some honest answers through the years. These post championship shows are as fun as anything. I miss having you here. I mean, without you in the building, obviously everything, we need you, miss you.
There's so many people in the building too.
That's my point. Like, without you, it's just complete crickets. But no, I'm happy you're down there with 16 people at the Outer Banks with a tropical storm coming. What are you guys gonna do when Elsa hits?
Hopefully it's nap time.
All right. I want to get back to the dad life and the parenting. Because you'll encounter people, parents, that if like technology, if the topic of technology comes up or shows, oh no, our kids, well, they don't have an iPad or they don't watch TV. Well, hey, that's awesome for you and your super evolved kids. Because when a tropical storm comes to the Outer Banks, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put on Paw Patrol Marathon and we're going to call it a day, right? We're going to charge up the iPad and let them get a little device time in and hope that they pass out. Because if we don't, then there's going to be some sort of a palace coup. They could plot against us and take over. And I don't mean that you let your children watch double digit hours of TV. I just mean for the hardliner, no technology people. I mean, what the hell do your kids do when you get in the car and you drive somewhere?
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, mind you, they throw in the headphones and we give them the iPad and everybody's good.
The headphones are so key though, Scott.
Massive.
The headphones are key because, I mean, I know you're not a great person of hearing. But
what?
Like, even the
see what I did there? A little joke. That was a little deaf joke.
These kids like to have it on loud, so it's good to have the headphones on, so I don't have to hear it, and I can listen to what I want to listen to as I'm manning the ship on the car. I haven't.
What do you put on? You guys, what do you listen to? Shade 45 for 8 hours. What do you listen to? Rock the Bells radio for eight straight.
No.
MOP comes on, Annie Up. Daddy, what is...
The girls like the pop stations. They like Taylor Swift.
Sure they do.
Mom has her AirPods, so I'll get a little podcasting in on my drive. They don't know what's going on when they put the headphones on, so it works out pretty well. Right.
I have a question for you two dads with the kids then. With the headphones these days, it's like everything is wireless. How do you manage keeping all that together?
They're really good. Those things stay with power forever.
How do you keep them from not losing their headphones?
They're harder to lose than socks. Like socks can be lost, as we've covered. Technology is critically important to make sure that you know. And here's the thing. This is where the rookies slip. You got to make sure stuff's charged, bro. And because it's useless if it's not charged. So you need plugs that have the charges for those, whatever those little things are that they've got, because they're not all iPads or some other stuff they got that have different plugs, which, by the way, all these companies should get together and just do us all a solid and make the stuff universally charged. Come on. Enough. I mean, seriously, it's bullshit. Apple stuff should be able to charge the other stuff. The other stuff should be able to charge. It's wrong. Because if you can't charge that, you're nowhere.
I
got to write a show, and I do have something I hate. Do you have something you hate, or are you good?
I have too many things I hate right now. I'm going
to narrow it down.
I'm going to table it to next week.
All right. Let's go to the beach, and I want you to roll the production, Travis.
Steve and I have lengthy lists. Talk about this guy or this thing or this whatever. Once a week, one thing a week.
Here's what I hate.
All right, so what I like is sitting on the beach. right? I don't like it. I love it. It's one of my favorite things to do. And I love a lot of things about being on the beach. But I realize that my poor children have inherited this thing I hate. And I feel terrible. There's nothing they can do about it. All right. If you get suntan lotion and then sand in the suntan lotion, there's nothing you can do about that. If you get, like, you want to put more suntan lotion on your chest because you're frying like bacon, but there's sand on you, and then you put suntan lotion on your hand, and then you go to rub it. Now there's this cement like substance,
plastic,
that you're rubbing on your body, and it hurts. But now it's in your hand, and then you just do this thing with your hand where you try to get the sand off, but now it's this paste with this suntan lotion, and then you just have to rub it on a towel or your bathing suit or whatever. I watched my little guy, Charlie, bless his heart. He's got a lot of things going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, he'll pull his wrench out at the drop of a hat. He doesn't care. He does not care. Yeah. Hey, I'm Charlie. Here's my junk. He kept it all on this week. Didn't pee anywhere random. I was really proud of
him. Holiday weekend. He was staying classy.
I mean, yeah, 4th of July, it's packed. I just kept thinking at some point the whole beach is going to see this little 3-year-old's took us. They never did. But I watched him do the hand thing. And when I was a little kid, there's a movie of me doing the thing with the sand on my hand because I hate it. And he inherited that. Now, I don't think it's rare. I mean, I think that's a fairly common sort of complaint. But it bums him out as much as it bums me out. I hate the sand with the lotion, and then you rub it on, and then especially if you got a bald head, because you got to keep lathering up so you don't look like the avocado having sex with an older avocado like Deadpool. And if you got the sand on your head, then it just hurts, man. And then there's no getting it off. Okay, I'm done complaining.
Have you ever tried the powder trick?
What's that? Is this a dad cheat code?
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is a good one. But the problem is the suntan lotion is the problem. When you are, say they have the wet sand and we're getting ready to leave, like suntan lotion isn't a deal. You know, it's just the wet sand. They want to get the sand off them. Mm-hmm. Throw a little baby powder on the hands. Gets all the sand off.
You know what else does that? Water.
Yeah, or you can get the spray suntan lotion, guys.
That doesn't help. Yeah, because then you still have to rub it.
They're another.
No, you don't. You spray it and it's good. That's it.
Yeah. Scott, you talk about a monopoly out there. This suntan lotion thing. Holy moly!
What?
How much does it take to make a bottle, and what they're getting for that?
I don't know.
Come on,
people got to make a profit, Steve. Can I tell you something I love? Oh, wait, I hate that, but you know what I love? Maybe top 10 greatest things in the whole world: outdoor shower at the beach. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Is there, I don't know. There aren't many things better. You come back, you're covered in that gunk. You got that crusty nastiness on you, barnacles and things of that nature. You got the sea salt, all that just filth. You get in lukewarm, just enough to take the chill off. You got the outdoor air coming up and just caressing your undercarriage. Got the rainfall on. Oh my God, an outdoor shower is good. All right.
Hold on. I do want to say one thing. I
don't, yeah, please do.
I don't hate them, but you know who people suck? The people that put out their beach stuff at 9 a.m. and don't show up till 2 o'clock.
There you go.
Those people suck.
Hold on now. Hold on.
They
now.
Suck.
Hold on now. I'm going to. Are you saying that in order to stake a claim to some territory on the beach, you need to be posting up at 9 a.m.?
No.
Then what are you saying?
If you're going to come down at 2 o'clock, you don't have to put your stuff down there at 9 a.m.
This isn't Augusta. You can't leave your chair and walk around and come back and get your chair.
Listen.
Joke. There's better ways of doing it.
Name them.
Go to the beach in the morning.
You got stuff. You got people. You got 16 people in your house. You're trying to, it's cat herding. You can't get them all down there at nine bells, but you want to have a place to sit. So you go down there, somebody goes and puts some chairs and just now wait, be reasonable. Don't take six chairs and spread them over 25 yards of beach. That's
what I'm talking about.
Okay. Those people suck. You're right.
Yes.
And don't put your canopies and your beach blankets. And like, these people just have an acre of beach. That doesn't work.
No,
you want to come down and throw a couple of chairs in an area where you're like, hey, later on, some people are going to sit here. That's not unreasonable. But if you have one chair, six paces, another chair, like an acre is not, it doesn't know that's not yours. That's unreasonable. All right. That's good. I thought we were going to have to throw hands. I would lose that.
We have to close on this one.
Okay.
I don't even know how to ask it.
Okay. Just ask, Steve. We've known each other a long time.
How long is the joke about your birthday going to go on?
I mean, I got a note from a boss today that said, happy birthday. I said, it's not my birthday. A boss that's very involved in the podcast space. I'll just put it like that. And I just said, not my birthday. And then it was asked, is it a few days from now? And I just said, nope. I mean, it's, and in my head, I thought about telling this person my birthday, but I'm just being me, which is a stubborn mule. And my whole thing is, you don't know, the internet doesn't know, and now I'm not telling you. So it's sometime around now. I said it was. So already I've given you a clue, haven't I?
You have. All right. I'm going to get out of here. I have a new drink for the people. It's probably not a new drink. New drink for the people.
What is it?
But this is my drink of the summer. It's called The Athlete.
The Athlete.
Yep. You know what it is?
I shudder to ask.
Tito's. And Gatorade Zero or G2.
Not the regular a new drink.
Gatorade. Not the regular Gatorade, because that's too much sugar. G2 and Tito's.
Crushed ice.
Yep.
All right. So Steve, let's do a quick review.
Welcome to the game, Steve. We've been doing that for years.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, I said new. I'm just saying I'm trying to help the people if they don't have something they like out there.
Steve invented a drink that has already been invented. You're not allowed to claim an acre on the beach. Outdoor showers for the win. And Steve likes the finals.
Yeah, love them.
And you don't know when my birthday is. That's fine. It doesn't matter. I couldn't celebrate it or care about it less. You get old and just happy you're still here. This podcast may or may not be. Who knows? We'll see what happens. When are you coming back?
I don't know.
There you go. All right. We got the finish line in sight. We got the finals. Yeah. We're going to tap out and then we'll be back for football, but we are actually going to bank a couple of podcasts, at least one that I know.
Maybe.
No, I know we're doing one.
Yeah. But this might be the last one.
Nah, I can't quit. I can't quit you. The Sports Center people might be mad when the show comes on in a couple of minutes and I've done nothing for it. So I guess you go have.
Hey, we can promote the pod though.
There you go. You go have a couple of athletes, and
I'm going to smash a handle of Tito's. I'll see you.
That's all, folks.